This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 326 for Monday, March 31st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher as the May contract showed minimal losses. Malaysian palm oil was extremely strong and crude oil was up, while Chicago soybean and European rapeseed were down. The Canadian dollar lost nearly 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close, as Canada awaits U.S. tariffs to come into effect on Wednesday. The May canola contract was down 90 cents per ton at $612.50. In the U.S., corn and wheat were up, while soybeans were down, after the U.S. Department of Agriculture's quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings reports were released earlier today. The USDA reported corn stocks as of March 1st at 8.15 billion bushels, down 2.4% from 1 year earlier, but in line with trade estimates. The department also projected 95.3 million acres of corn planted this year, above the average trade guess of 94.4 million, and up from 90.6 million planted last year. 1.644 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped for export during the week ended March 27th. So far this marketing year, 33.96 million tons were shipped, up 31% from 1 year ago. The May corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.57. U.S. soybean stocks were at 1.91 billion bushels, up 3.5% from last year and above trade estimates. Projected soybean acres were 83.95 million, in line with trade estimates, but down 3.56 million acres from 2024. 793,250 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export last week, down 7.5% from the week earlier. So far this marketing year, 40.73 million tons were shipped, up 9.8% from 1 year ago. The May soybean contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.15. U.S. stocks for all wheat on March 1st were 1.24 billion bushels, near the higher end of trade expectations and up 14% from a year earlier. Projected U.S. wheat acres were 45.4 million, down 2% from last year, at the lower end of trade expectations and potentially the second lowest total since 1919. 435,644 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export last week, down 10.2% from the week before. The marketing year's total so far is 17.29 million tons, up 16.4% from 1 year ago. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.37. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.57. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.93. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, March 31st. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.